Dominic Della Sala is the chief scientist and president of the Geos Institute, based in Ashland, Oregon, and editor of Temperate and Boreal Rainforests of the World, Ecology and Conservation. Today on SPLAB Presents, he talks about Europe's indigenous forests and one indicator species still abundant in the Northwest, but now endangered by logging interests. You liken lichens to the canary in the coal mine in a way.
Yeah, they are really good indicators of air quality. And we know, for instance, in Europe where there's a lot of pollution, the lichen community really drops out of the rainforest. You don't see as many as you do in areas that have high air quality, like portions of the Pacific Northwest, where we have incredible diversity of lichens. There's places like in British Columbia that a single rainforest can have over 750 species of lichens. And that's an indication of not only the biological complexity of those forests, but how healthy the air quality is relative to other places that have more pollution and fewer lichens. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to look at what happened to Europe. And obviously, North America was pretty much colonized by Europeans. And we're seeing some of the same trends. We still have so much wilderness to deal with, so much more than was ever in most of Europe. But we can see what might be coming when we take a look at Scotland and what have you.
Yeah, you know, it's really an interesting part of the book. We get into this that we simply can't make the rest of the world's rainforests get to the point which is what has happened in Europe. Europe has had thousands of years of deforestation. There's hardly any native forest left. Just about every forest has been transformed into something else that's not nearly as biologically diverse as what the original forests were before they were logged. And it's happening at different rates around the globe. And right here in our own backyard, if you go to the redwoods, for instance, only about 4% of the redwoods that remain are intact. And in our region, the Pacific Northwest, only about 15 to 20% of those forests remain as old growth. And you get further north into Alaska and you got more relatively intact rainforests, but even those places are being entered at an unprecedented rate.
You say that so much of the old growth forest is gone and out of Europe that to figure out what was indigenous to that continent, there's a concept of paleobotanical inquiry going on.
Yeah, it's much like being a detective where you're searching for clues. And they are trying to go back into the paleobotanical record. They'll do cores into bogs, and they'll extract those cores and find out what kind of pollen grains are in those samples that go back thousands of years ago. And then they can piece together what the vegetation must have been like in that climate during that era, because there's nothing left that resembles a blueprint for restoration. It's all been altered. So they've got to go back into their paleo record to figure out what's been there if they're going to try to repair some of the damage and have at least some resemblance of a native forest ecosystem.
Is that worth the effort? I mean, I look at the Pacific Northwest and this time of year, I'm in awe of the beauty of Scotch broom, this incredible golden color, but it's not from around here.
It's not, and that's part of the problem with climate chaos, is that as the climate is changing, we're seeing a reshuffling of the deck that has never been witnessed before. We're getting species that are coming in that aren't typical of this region, and they're adjusting to the climate change, and they're moving according to how climate is influencing them. And as they come in, often what happens is they displace the native fauna and flora, and that has pretty devastating consequences on native biodiversity. It's the norm in Europe, and it's becoming more the case in other places, including our region, and we need to do something about stopping this wave of exotic species that are coming with climate change.
Starlings included.
Yeah, starlings and house sparrows and Norway rats and you name it.
Norway rats.
It's a mixed up planet right now. Most of it is because of the footprint of humanity.
That was Dominic Della Sala, wildlife biologist and editor of Temperate and Boreal Rainforests of the World, Ecology and Conservation. SPLAB Presents is produced for KBCS in association with the Spoken Word Lab in Columbia City. To hear the whole interview with Dr. Della Sala, go to splab.org and click the heading titled Listen. For SPLAB Presents, I'm Paul Nelson.